Well, good evening, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us. It is so much fun to be hosting these calls, listening to all the energy and excitement people announcing themselves from all over the United States and Canada. My name is David Lee, calling in from Colorado tonight. We've got our owner and founder every Wednesday night. It's a real treat. Not a lot of companies do that, but our owner and founder feels it's essential that we know all about the product. The products are the key to this business. And tonight he's going to share some information about one of our most special products, the Apothecary. Super, super, super powerful, interesting product with lots of benefits. And so I'm going to turn the call over to our owner and founder, David Sandoval.
Thank you. Thanks, David Litt. Unlike some people may think, you don't need to be named David to be part of this company. I know that there's a lot of us. But really great to have so many of you on the line tonight. Just check the numbers, and we do have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line, and it's really nice because I remember coming on and having three, and then it grew like 10 or 12 and stayed at 15 or 20, the same 15 or 20 people for years. Then occasionally we'd have some other people on the call because we just weren't a marketing-driven company. We were a product-driven company. And what we now have is this amazing marriage, this incredible marriage between the power of network marketing and of free enterprise and of the social media network that is out there that allows the incredible stories, the results, the information to be shared. And so I'm so glad that we have the hundreds and hundreds of people on the call tonight, and I want to talk to you about one of my favorite subjects. And before we get started, I just want to remind you that this is our Wednesday night Meet the Owners call sponsored by Purium Health Products. I am one of those owners, and I believe so strongly in education, formulation, in quality. And so it would be nice for you to know that our tart cherry concentrate is a 100% pure, free of preservatives, that it is made from exactly what we say, the Montmorency tart cherry. It doesn't come from far off exotic lands. It's not from Tibet or Tahiti or from anywhere else. It's grown right here in the United States, as well as other places in the world. But the uniqueness of the Montmorency tart cherry allow it to be clearly crowned as, by anyone who has any ability to evaluate, clearly planned, crowned far, far ahead of any other fruit that you could ever imagine. We've heard about noni and goji and acai and mangosteen and all of these other supposed, you know, miracle foods, and none of them had any scientific or analytical data to support the claims that were being made. None. And yet the tart cherry concentrate, this humble little fruit, not from some far-off land, not exotic, not mysterious, but discovered very recently. We always talk about these ancient discoveries, these ancient herbs, the activated barley from the time of the Greeks and Romans, chlorella from the very dawn of time, the creation, and on and on. But what I really love is these modern discoveries, things that we never would have thought of, because they were so unusual. So the tart cherry was used and grown for years not to be consumed by people in the grocery store, but to have all the juice squeezed out and thrown away, and then the cherries were infused with sugar and an artificial color. And they were used in cherry pies for that tart yet sweet taste that we all came to love. And, again, the valuable cherry juice was discarded because it was not sweet enough to be sold to the public. Now, the crazy thing is that when they were doing what are called epidemiological studies, and an epidemiological study is a study where they interview people who all have something in common. Let's say they interview people who all lived in a certain area next to a factory for 20 years, and they want to see if any of those people had a disproportionate level of emphysema or cancer or whatever it might be. They also do epidemiological studies of farmers who grow certain foods. Like if you grow pomegranates or if you grow tart cherries, they go and they ask you, you not only grow them, do you consume them? And if so, how many? And if you answer that you consume tart cherries on a daily or very regular basis, then they want to know, because you're a very unique study, how you might differ from the general public. And here's what they learned. The farmers who grew and ate a lot of the fruit that they grew, the tart Montmorency cherry, looked much younger than their actual age. They had good eyesight. They didn't have gout or arthritis. Their hearts were healthy. They weren't suffering from cancer. They were in great shape. They had, again, strong knees and ankles. They didn't have belly fat. They didn't have back aches. They had beautiful skin, and they slept like babies. They were pretty healthy, head to toe. And they said, wow, I wonder what it is that could be in these tart cherries. And so they studied, and one thing that's really, really cool is that the world is going crazy over pomegranate juice over the last 10 years. Because pomegranate juice was shown to have a wonderful phytochemical called ellagic acid. And ellagic acid fights uric acid and fights lactic acid in the body, which are both very damaging. And because uric acid is so very destructive in the body, anything that eliminates it is going to be highly valuable for the body. Uric acid is a corrosive compound created in our body when we overconsume meat, when we overconsume dairy, when we overconsume alcohol, when we overconsume unhealthy, white, denatured foods. And by overconsume, in my world, that means consume. But when we overconsume to the point to where our bodies create more of these toxic acids, then we can eliminate. The accumulation of those toxic acids begins to take a toll on our body that is rather significant. It could lead to the deterioration of our very nerve endings, the myelin sheath that defends our nerve endings against lupus and Crohn's disease and multiple sclerosis and any number of other conditions. So, of course, people love pomegranate juice for this high level of ellagic acid, but the cool part is tart cherries are very comparable, if not superior, to pomegranate juice for that valuable phytochemical. Pretty cool, huh? And they studied blueberries in the same way, and they found that blueberries have these powerful anti-inflammatory compounds called anthocyan, cyan meaning blue. And so these anthocyan are these blue pigments, highly anti-inflammatory, very good for your brain, very good for your joints and ligaments, very good for your heart. Inflammation is the enemy. Well, it turns out that tart cherries have just as much or more of those anthocyanidins as blueberries. And have you seen the price of pomegranates and blueberries? Through the roof. Through the roof. And remember that the problem with the blueberries is if you cook them, then they're no longer as high in the valuable compounds. And a lot of blueberries are cooked by the time you get them in muffins, etc. So be sure to eat them raw. One of the other very, very amazing and cool things about tart cherry concentrate is that it has a very high oxygen radical absorbance capacity, the ability to scavenge for free radicals. Now, you've heard me talk about the enzyme superoxide dismutase, the amazing free radical scavenging enzyme. Well, imagine that is the most powerful free radical scavenging enzyme, the most powerful free radical scavenger in any plant, and it's typically in green foods. But in fruits, there's a different type of free radical scavenging ability that we call the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, or the ORAC value. Now, blueberries are considered to be a super fruit, as are pomegranates, as are other things, yet their ORAC value is about 600, where our ORAC value per serving is about 6,000. That's right. Now, if you wonder what an oxygen radical is, what is a free radical, what is an oxygen singlet, they're all the same thing. In your body, everything is coupled, neutrons and electrons, and when they get broken apart, they seek to be coupled again. The problem is that they're physically incapable of it. And when they're physically incapable of it, then they will go around to another paired electron and neutron and tear them apart in order to try to couple themselves, and in doing so create more damage, cell damage, and potentially cancer. And so the ability to scavenge for and eliminate free radicals is very important, and the tart cherry is the highest I've ever seen tested. I challenge anybody to show me another food that's measured truly by the scientific ORAC standard of 7,000. Now remember, the Human Aging Research Institute showed that if you have an ORAC value in your diet, meaning you have 10 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, that you could halt aging by 80%. Halt aging by 80%. Does anybody want to slow down aging by 80%? Can we raise our glasses then to tart cherry concentrate? But we better drink them too, because that's the only way it works. Oxygen radical absorbence capacity. 5,000 gets you, 5,000 a day gets you an 80% reduction in your aging process, and we give you 6,000 a day from a single food, 7,000 a day in some tests, never less than 5,000 per serving for our tart cherry, highest ever seen. Amazing. You're listening to me. I'm Dave. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. We're about halfway through, and I've got 1,000 more interesting, amazing facts to share with you about tart cherry concentrate. You're listening to the Purium Wednesday night, consumer education, meet the owners, listen to Dave go crazy, whatever you want to call it. I'm here every Wednesday because we're a education-driven company. I want you to know so much more than other people do on this subject. Of course, Dr. Oz has recently jumped on the bandwagon within the last couple of years talking about how amazing tart cherry is. Welcome to our party, Dr. Oz. We've been waiting for you for 10 years. So I'm glad you discovered it, because it is absolutely worth discovering. Now, I get a lot of questions about the melatonin stuff. How much melatonin? I take 3 micrograms or milligrams from my doctor, et cetera, et cetera. I want to compare it, compare, compare, measure, measure, measure. Well, that could work sometimes, except when food is involved, measuring becomes difficult when you're talking about catalytic elements. Now, a catalyst, as you might know or may not know, is something that triggers something very, very small that triggers something very, very important to happen. A catalyst is something that, for example, when I used to surf, and I still do, but I used to surf a lot, and when a surfboard, which is a piece of foam with hardened resin on the outside, and if that resin, the hard resin on the outside, gets a hole in it because it hits a rock or another surfboard, we call those dings. Those dings need to immediately be sealed so they won't absorb water. And the absorbing of water is very you know, bad for the surfboard. It will ruin it. And so any surfer immediately knows that they could take some resin, which is liquid. You could have a gallon of resin and it's liquid. It'll be liquid forever. And then when you take a small amount of that, let's say a half of a cup or a quarter of a cup, and then you take one drop of a catalyst out of another bottle, out of a little dropper, and you drop one drop of catalyst into that half a cup. And I wonder how many drops it would take to make a half a cup. A lot. 1,000, 2,000. And yet that single drop will make all of that other resin harden up within a minute. It'll be hard as a rock. So you quickly spread it after the catalyst has been put in. You quickly spread a small amount over the wound in the surfboard, and it hardens up like a hard scab, and then you sand it down, and it's like almost like new again. Well, without that catalyst, without that single drop, then that resin would have remained liquid forever. But with that one drop of resin, it was instantly changed forever. And there are certain catalysts in the food kingdom. And melatonin is a hormone that is produced by your body. It's also a powerful antioxidant, but it is a hormone that triggers deep sleep. And there is only one single food on the entire planet, one single food on the entire planet that has any measurable amount of melatonin occurring in it. And you might guess by now that that is our Montmorency tart cherry, our apothecary. And so people ask me all the time, well, then tell me how much is in there. And the truth is, it is a trace amount. And here's the beautiful part. When you start taking tart cherry, usually the very first day you use it, that trace amount that's almost immeasurable but is measurable and is present and is scientifically verified, that amount is more than sufficient to help you get the best night's sleep you've had in years. And we have thousands of people that'll tell you that the minute you ask, is that the truth? So melatonin is also really, really important for the following reason. Tel Aviv University did a research study that showed that when you have elevated levels of melatonin in your blood serum, that you are far less likely to develop breast cancer in your lifetime. And when you have suppressed levels or lower levels, reduced levels, unusually low levels of melatonin in your blood, then you are most likely to get breast cancer. Very good reason to be taking the only food on the planet that's known to have melatonin. People ask me all the time, why do you always recommend aloe vera with the tart cherry? And it's that same series of studies that explains that. You see, Tel Aviv University went on to show that when you take aloe vera, that it keeps melatonin in your blood longer and stronger. So taking aloe vera keeps melatonin in your blood longer and stronger. And when you have stronger levels of melatonin in your blood, then you have an amazing phytoprotective benefit, according to Tel Aviv University. Now, why wouldn't we want that in our lives? Why wouldn't we want the phytoprotective benefit potential of tart cherry concentrate and its trace levels of melatonin and aloe vera when we consider those studies? I know I would. And once again, I remind you that you're listening to the Meet the Owners call. We are now two-thirds through and lots more to share with you. Catalysts, how amazing they are. Do you know that yawning is a catalyst? Did you ever wonder why? Do you know that your eyes could trigger yawning? Did you know that the reduction of light, you almost never see anybody yawn when it's really bright in a room? And so the reduction of light triggers yawning. Yawning may trigger the activity of melatonin, which makes you believe that you're tired. Here's an interesting fact about yawning. Did you ever hear that yawning is either addictive or maybe a virus, because when someone does it, other people do it? Well, that's not true. A lot of people don't know that yawning is actually a primordial. It goes back to our most ancient caveman instinct. When we traveled in groups, when one person yawns, it means that they're tired, but everyone else in the group travels as a group. And so the sympathy yawn, when somebody yawned, it would mentally trigger that it was time for everyone to sleep. And so yawning is a sympathetic motion. It shows empathy, and it shows that you understand another person is tired and that, yes, I guess it is time to go to bed. So one person yawns, then another person yawns, and they say, yeah, I think it's time. Hold on one moment while I take a quick sip, and we'll be right back. And guess what I just took a sip of? Oh, it's so good. I was addicted to Hawaiian Punch. I, as a kid, if there was a party and there was Hawaiian Punch, I would sit next to it and just fill up glass after glass after glass. And guess what? As an adult, I would never do that. The high fructose corn syrup, the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, all the sugar, no way, Jose. But guess what? Hawaiian Punch is back in my life, because I take pineapple juice and I take orange juice, the one with all the high pulp, and then I take tart cherry and I put a little bit of water and I put a natural soda, a lemon lime soda with nothing but natural ingredients, and I mix that all together and I make myself the most delicious, delicious, amazing summer drink you've ever had. I mean, it's so amazing. The fizz, and it's a little fresh lime twist in it, and it is amazing. Give me an umbrella and a straw, set me next to the pool, and it's on. Next, guess what else I do, though, with the cherry? Later on at night, if I don't want it, that time, later on at night, I put it on the stove. Not, I don't put it. I put some apple cider, some raw apple juice, the dark one. I put it on the stove, and I warm it up, just warm, not boiling or anything, just warm. And then I put some cinnamon in it, and then I put my tart cherry. And I'm telling you, we call it knockout. It is knockout punch right there. So you got your Hawaiian punch and you got your knockout punch, both made with tart cherry, one with apple cinnamon and cherry warmed up, the other one with pineapple orange, a little natural lemon lime soda and water, and of course the tart cherry. But it doesn't stop there. I have a couple of other awesome recipes. I take the tart cherry and I blend it with fresh organic strawberries until it's a liquid, and you put that over pancakes, tart cherry, strawberry, syrup over pancakes is amazing. Ask anybody who's been to the Oasis. And then finally, you take those strawberries and the tart cherry, and you add some pectin, and then you make jam out of it. That's right, tart cherry jam. You make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You put it over your pancakes. You put it, so many ways to get this tart cherry in your life. And you really want to do that because it's good for your brain. It's anti-inflammatory. It's good for your skin. It's amazing for your skin, the antioxidants and the deep sleep. It's good for night blindness. It's great for your eyes. It's great for your heart. Because inflammation of your heart is like what leads to heart attacks and all of that stuff. It's great for your mammaries, ladies, and your daddaries, fellows. But this melatonin study from Tel Aviv can't be ignored. Your knees ache, your ankles ache, your back aches. Guess what? Anti-inflammatory, amazing. And what about belly fat? Guess what, ladies? DHT is a stress hormone that develops when you don't get enough sleep. And the result is you pack on pounds around your belly. That's right. Amazing, amazing stuff. You know, we've gone over quite a lot of information, but I bet you don't know that it takes 33 tart cherries to make one serving. 33. You'd have to sit and get a bowl. Excuse me. And it looks like the cherry went down the wrong throat here. You'd have to get 33 tart cherries and eat them to get the equivalent of one serving of tart cherry. You'd have to have 100 black cherries to get close to the same anti-inflammatory that you get from 33 tart cherries, and it doesn't have all the other goodies that we spoke about. So the tart cherry concentrate is amazing. We've seen it touted on magazine covers. We've seen Dr. Oz scream about it. And we're working on something really cool. I can't tell you when, but within the next 60 or 90 days, we will have our certification and our tart cherry, while always meeting the standards we require, will now be certified organic in the very near future. Do not announce that it now is. Do not announce that it now is. It is not yet. It is not until it's certified. That's why you certify. Of course it's totally pure now. But we're working toward a higher standard, and we're doing that because we want you to have total faith that we are constantly raising the bar, constantly meeting the highest standard, constantly thinking of you. Now, I have a commitment to everybody that when I start my call that we're going to be done by 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, and 3 in Hawaii, and that's because you're busy people with busy lives, and I want to pack in more knowledge, more information in 30 minutes than you get anywhere else on the planet. So again, thank you for being here, as is my tradition. I'm going to unlock the call and let you all say goodnight. One moment.
Good night.
Good night.
I raise a toast of dark cherry to all of you.